Hey guys, this is Coach Hurt. I thought I would offer you some assistance for the Chapter 15 chapter review. Reminders, we did page 476, numbers 1 through 14, and page 477, numbers 19, 27, 28, and 29. Some quick help on number 2, type of wave that has rarefactions. Remember we talked about the drum, and we said that it was a series of compressions and rarefactions. And a drum would be a sound wave, and a sound wave is also a compressional wave. Number 4, the more energy a wave carries, the greater its blank is. Well, remember, energy is displayed in a wave by its amplitude. So the more energy a wave carries, the greater its amplitude is. Skip down to number 7, what energy is transferred by a water wave. What is transferred by a water wave? Well, that's energy. The energy is passed from water molecule to water molecule. Number 7 is energy. Number 10, what is the distance between adjacent wave compressions? Well, this is similar to number 3 in that number 3 showed adjacent crests. And you know, if you're measuring crest to crest, that tells you wavelength. Also, between compression to compression would be wavelength. Finally, look at number 13, what occurs when waves A and B overlap. Well, anytime two waves meet, you get interference. Remember that on number 19, that light travels faster than sound. And let's look at the math, 27, 28, and 29. Number 27, 28, and 29 all use the same formula, frequency equals number of wavelengths divided by time. Each of them are set up a little bit different in that they give you a little bit of different information each time, but you're always going to use the same formula. In number 27, they want you to determine the frequency. So you're going to take the number of wavelengths, which is 4, and divide by the time, which is 8. Number 28, they're asking for wavelengths, and it tells you the frequency. So 40 is going to equal the unknown number of wavelengths divided by 10. So you'll have to solve for the unknown. 40 equals the unknown wavelengths divided by 10. On number 29, they're asking you how much time it will take. And time is the denominator on the right-hand side of the equation. They give you the frequency of 10. And they're asking how much time it will take for 30 wavelengths to pass by. So 10 equals 30 over the unknown. And then again, you'll have to solve for the unknown variable. Hope that helps. Remember, this assignment is due when you come to class tomorrow. Don't forget we have a test on Wednesday. Have a good night.